Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is the chief home officer. He's the author of Safe at Home, which if you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book, Safe at Home. Also, Home Office Know-How, also Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's a national award the SBA bestowed upon him. But we just call him Jeff. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Jeff? I don't answer Jeff. I answer to Tim.
Tim. Hey, Billy Bob.
Welcome. Some have been known to call me.
Welcome back.
Thank you much. It's always good.
Well, you know, I do four interviews typically every day, and I get somebody's name in my head. Sometimes, like Mike Mutzel's on next. I'll probably call him Jeff for about 5 minutes.
As long as you don't call me Shirley. Shirley, you can't be calling me Shirley.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay.
There you go.
Hey, you're down there in the southern tip of Florida, and there's a big as somebody said, I think you said, a honking storm right out of your front porch out there.
Right.
But it looks like it's not going to hit the U.S. or at least not the southern part of the U.S.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to go straight up and God help Bermuda and maybe even New England. We don't know yet.
Yeah,
but you guys are going to miss it, and I know you're glad about that.
Well, we've been tracking Bill for some time, and we this time of year we track all the storms, and it's really vital that wherever you are, you keep track of the storms, especially as a small business owner, but as a homeowner. I mean, I never, having been born and raised in South Florida, born in the early '60s, I never cared about storms. Storm supplies and preparation was making sure you had enough beer and batteries for the radio and flashlight, and that was really it. And I'm serious, because people just didn't know. And then Hugo hit South Carolina in the late '80s, and then Andrew hit South Florida in '92, and Andrew was really the wake-up call.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew was...
That was the one that came through Homestead and all that.
Exactly. South Dade, Homestead. You know, Burger King was based down there and really blew apart Burger King's headquarters. I went down there for one of my publications the day after, and I drove a Jeep Cherokee with big tires, and I could drive over stuff. And, I mean, I literally had to drive over and around. And, you know, there was a big, like, 60-foot trawler that was, a couple hundred yards inland.
Sitting up in a parking lot or something.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is and folks, where we're going with this, if you haven't figured it out, is what do you do? Are you prepared? Are you thinking about, have you made preparations for some kind of an emergency, some kind of a disaster that could hit you? And of course, if you're anywhere around any one of the coasts, especially on the east side of the United States, you're susceptible to a hurricane.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're in flyover America, you got your tornadoes. If you got if you're out in California, you got your earthquakes out there, and brush fires. You know, I've got friends in California who had one of my Brain Trust members lost a wonderful home and a lot of memorabilia in one of those fires out there.
Right.
Ken Blanchard a couple of years ago had that to happen to him. So folks, if you're home based, or even Jeff, even not home based, if your offices are susceptible to these things, what are you doing to protect yourself? We haven't talked about this in a while, Jeff. There are so many things you need to look around in your business, your home office or otherwise, and say, okay, if I had to, if this got blown away or burned up or whatever, would I be able to resurrect my business?
Right, and I think the thing we have to think about, beyond family, beyond, the possessions of a home, let's set that aside and say that you've done all that first. Okay, I'm not going to belittle or minimize that. That's the most important, obviously, life and personal property and heirlooms and things. But when it comes to your business, it truly is, you have to look at everything. And to me, the most important part of business, if you're a soloist, the most important part of business to me is your data. If you run a business with employees, I think the most important part, A, is making sure your employees are taken care of. but B, and then for a home-based business, what's essential is protecting your data. And, you know, God forbid a storm comes through and blows everything away. I think I've taken care of as best I can. We have shutters and all that for the home office and whatnot. But my data is protected. I use, you know, there's a variety of service, whether it's Mozy, whether it's Carbonite, whether it's iBackup. There's a number of online backup services that you can use that can run you as little as, like, $60 a year to back up all your data to a server in the sky. We've spoken of cloud computing. You know, I used to back it up to an external hard drive, which is great, but then I'd have to take that hard drive, wrap it in plastic, and put it in the safe in the home, or take it away from the home and put it somewhere else. That's not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not a rational, reasonable, still could be
a belt and suspenders approach. I mean, nowadays you can get eight gig hard drives.
Right.
Maybe more. I don't know. I mean, when I say 8-gig hard drive, I mean thumb drives.
Yeah,
little USB drives.
64-gig hard drive. So
are you serious? They got 64 now?
I don't know if it's hit the market, but it's hitting the market.
Holy mackerel.
Yep.
So anyway, folks, so all you got to do is put USB drive, this thumb drive. You know, I don't think a 64-gig can be called a thumb drive. That's like a fist drive, right?
It's a fist drive, the size of your thumb.
It's a thigh drive, you know. So anyway, and so that's as far as we're going to go with the anatomy, folks, but... But anyway, you pop that baby onto your computer and drag your stuff over and put it in your car. Take it home. Send it to your grandmother. Say, here, Granny, keep this for me till I ask for it back.
Right.
Whatever, you know. I mean that's the online cloud computing backup.
Well, yeah. The redundancy is really important. And if you do any sort of backup, if you have any applications out there, you'll know that the company doing it doesn't just have it on one server, you know, sort of in one server farm somewhere. They have it redundantly backed up across the map. But that's just one element.
Let me tell you something. Never mind the storm. I lost a hard drive about 11 months ago. I've been lucky in my life. I've lost very little data on equipment in the past. I think that may be the... I mean, I've been on computers since the early 80s.
Right.
Personal computers since like 80... You know, 81, 82, and so I've only lost like two hard drives in all that time, which is pretty good.
Right.
But I lost one 11 months ago, and I had everything backed up on Carbonite.
Right.
And we went there, and you know what? I'm still going there. I still am using those files. I mean, I still haven't brought all of them over. They're still there. Some of the old files, I go back and get them from time to time.
You know what, I do that as well, and just knowing it's out there, the peace of mind, whether it's storm season or any season, the peace of mind is immeasurable.
Folks, exactly. This is very important stuff, and in the 21st century, your data is your inventory for many, many companies. 20 after, Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's for the emotions on a God face?
Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. It looks new. It's different than it was last week. I've been mentioning that this week. I hope you'll check it out and see what we got new going on there and see how it's you know, basically the same information with the new stuff, of course. But we're just navigating it a little bit, helping you navigate a little bit, and hopefully making it a little more interesting. So I hope you'll check that out. We got some more new stuff on the way as well. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. And Jeff, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books and any other coordinates you'd like to give us.
Well, it's www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And then if you're on Twitter, it's at Chief Home Office with no R, at Chief Home Office.
Yeah.
And then we also have Chief Home Officer on Facebook as well as a fan page.
Exactly.
Can't forget our social media.
That's exactly right. You know, Jeff, we were talking earlier about the disaster preparedness thing, and there are so many different things that can happen. You could drop a hard drive. You could have a fire. You could have somebody could steal your stuff. Like, you know, like we've got all this mobile stuff, like your cell phone. More and more, Jeffrey, we're gonna have more and more things on mobile devices. I was just thinking, you know, back in the 80s, if I wanted to travel with my computer, I put my Macintosh in. Literally, I had a bag. There was a bag that Macintosh made. Did you ever see one of those, Jeff?
I don't know.
It's like a brown. It's a good looking bag, but it's a big cube looking bag, and you dropped your Macintosh in there, put your mouse and your keyboard in the side, and zipped it up, and you walked out with it. And you know, that's how I travel with my computer back in those days. Now you put stuff in your pocket, and so you know, as we make our stuff more mobile, and as we have it in smaller footprints, smaller forms. The backing up our data is going to be even more essential, because we're going to drop things in the water. They're going to get stolen. We're going to lose them. We're going to step on them. I mean, the data is we got to be protecting it, doing more and more to protect our inventory, our assets, than ever before.
Absolutely, and your data is key, as you said before. I mean, it really is the inventory of the 21st century, especially for a small business, for any business. But a small business, there's less places. You're often not thinking about backing it up, protecting it, saving it, making sure it's not, you know, fizzled on a rainy day. Bigger companies have teams, or at least executives or you know, chief information folk who are charged with taking care of that. So we have to treat it that way. We have to treat it like a prized possession. And whether it's sending it to an online backup service, whether it's making sure that the data on your phone synchronizes with the data in your, whether it's through, say, mm-hmm. Microsoft Exchange, or I use mm-hmm. Google Sync. You know, I mean, I'm a Google fan, as we've discussed before. So when I enter something in my handheld, I know it's on Google within about 5 to 10, maybe 15 minutes. I know it's out there. So God forbid something happened to my handset. God forbid something happened to my desktop. It really doesn't matter. And I think that part of that is, we speak about safety and security, especially in hurricane season, or when there's, you know, if you live in Tornado Alley, or there's storms or any sort. You know, it could be ice storms in the Northwest. The other thing is business continuity and productivity. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have this data available anywhere. You know, your people can't get to work; they can work from anywhere, and they can.
Well, that's such a big deal these days. I mean, if you match up the backup systems with the ability to work from other computers with the other things. I know you've used GoToMyPC in the past, and I don't know if they're still around, but
yes, they are.
But I'm sure they are. But I mean, other things. I mean, there's so much mobile capability, so much off-site capability, from backup to and all of these things. All these things make a home-based business, a micropreneur. It gives them flexibility. It gives them mobility.
Right.
In ways that when you and I started our businesses back in '89, Jeff, this is like magic compared to what we had back in those days.
Computers were expensive and clunky. You know,
folks, 1 megabyte in 1993. Let's say 1 megabyte, not a gigabyte, just right. A megabyte. 1 megabyte of memory was $1,000.
Is that amazing? Now they don't sell megabytes.
Yeah, I bought, and then a year later, I bought a 10 megabyte hard drive, removable hard drive, and the media, just the media, was like $400.
Right.
And I bought 2 removable units. With two different pieces of media, you know, the hard drive going in and out.
Hard drives, right?
And it cost me $1,500 for 2 units with 2 10 megabyte hard drives. Anyway, look how things have changed. And so these are the tools that Jeff are really making small business, the ability for small businesses to flourish. All these tools that we have, all these applications that we have, is one of the reasons why I really believe, Jeffrey, you know, I said this 10 years ago, the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur.
You know what? It's a great thought, and I believe it, because the technology, the $1,500 you spent on 2 removable drives and the cartridges that go mm-hmm. with them,
yep.
Today will buy you a computer that can run your whole business,
exactly.
And it will buy you 2 computers
yep.
to run your whole business.
Yep.
You know, and that's what we need to think about. But you need to think about how to protect those computers,
yeah.
how to protect that data, make sure that the laptop that you buy and that you travel with, if lost or stolen, doesn't scuttle your business. And
absolutely.
That's why cloud computing and remote access to your data is vital. That's why keeping stuff on that flash drive, that thumb drive, that thigh drive, whatever the case
may
be.
Got to wrap it up, Jeff.
You get it out of
there. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Home Officer SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.